We're on the air. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm the host of the show, or at least I'd like to think I am.
No, you are.
I am.
You are.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. I'll check out that later. But I thought Chris was the host. But
Chris, the man behind the glass.
The man behind the glass, yeah. But we are, and that name, that voice you're hearing is the voice of Rich Hershen, who is our host for the show from Gray, Gray, and Gray. And Rich is always an easy co-host to have.
Thank you, Jeff. I think that's a compliment.
Well, you know, I don't live with you, but I don't think I've ever had a difficult moment with you, Rich. You
that's take very
that?
Nice.
Should we send you a copy of that tape and send it to your wife?
She knows that the more time you spend with me, the harder I can be.
Or she just thinks we don't live with you.
That's right. That's right.
That's
but anyway, we're not here to talk about me.
I was
trying. We've got a great guest.
You think I can't talk? Well, why can't we talk about you?
Well, we can, but that's not fair to Bob here, who came all this way. We've gotten a good, exciting guest. I say, let's introduce the guest.
All right, all right. Bob Babine of Edelstein & Company,
yep,
correct?
That is correct.
All right, so why don't you tell us about Edelstein & Company and your practice?
Sure. You know, Edelstein & Company is a regional CPA firm. We service clients all up and down the East Coast, West Coast, wherever we can work with them. We like to think of ourselves as a niche firm. We have a big healthcare group. We service a lot of small individual niches on the tax side and the audit side, and we also have a valuation group. So we're everything a CPA firm is, and we have our core little niches to distinguish ourselves in the marketplace. My practice, I'm on the audit side. I've started at Edelstein early in my career, and I moved through tax, healthcare, valuation, and now I'm in audit. In addition to audits, you know, I got to get away from the standard checklist, risk assessments, and walkthroughs that can drive someone nuts. So I like to do a lot of consulting and kind of the partner with my clients and help them get to the next level in any way I can, or help them with transactions, you know, analyze a target to buy, or if they want to sell, you know, I work with them on that stuff. That's in a nutshell what I do in Edelstein. When I'm not auditing a lot of my clients, I'm working with entrepreneurs from taking them from the inception to raising their first round of cash, or starting with people that they're in the middle of their business right now and they need to raise more capital, and we're helping them get there. You know, how do we present this idea to get more capital? Why do they need it? And who should we go and talk to get money, and how should we present?
That's a good topic to sort of focus in on a little bit, because I think
absolutely.
I hear every week clients are wondering about their cash flow requirements,
mm-hmm.
bank, investors, VCs,
angels,
friends and family,
yeah, exactly, yep.
Angel investors, now, later, let's wait. So, you know, what are you seeing?
You know, it all depends. An example is I'm working with, two guys in Seattle. They're moving back here to Massachusetts, and they want to open up their own brewery. So we're working with them and putting together their pitch deck to investors. You know, it's a mix of friends and family and outside angel investors. So right now, it's learning who are these outside angel investors and kind of what's their risk profile and what are they looking for when they make an investment, because then we can really gear their presentation to them. We can say, hey, here's our business model, here's the type of capital we need, here's the investment we're looking for, and here's maybe a time frame for when you can start seeing a return on that investment. I'm helping them take their idea. Entrepreneurs are incredibly bright people, and they're very intuitive. So my job is to help take their intuitiveness and quantify it and take the distance between A and B and shorten that distance, because it becomes more realistic, and help them paint the story that investors can believe and has a good chance of being successful. So that's what I'm helping with these guys on now. And, you know, I help them. They present to me pretending I'm an investor and saying, okay, you guys sound good, let's go out and talk to these guys. And then who should they talk to? You know, we started with just individual investors, you know, those guys that can do 100,000, maybe a little bit more, because banks require guarantees, it could be tough, they may not have the assets to support
guarantees
them.
Guarantees on something that's not generating.
Exactly, and you know, people don't want to do personal guarantees sometimes, or the bigger guys might want to give you more money, or they might want more growth, and sometimes these smaller entrepreneurs just want to have a small business that they can own forever with no real big exit stage, and they don't want to have that pressure of being forced to do an exit or being forced to give their investors a big return at the end of the road. So it's helping. That's why talking to investors in the beginning, getting to know what their profile is and what they want is very important. And we've been having some pretty good success with this so far.
Interesting. So give us a little bit of your background. Where are you from?
I'm from Millbury, so a small town right near Worcester. Grew up there and then went to college.
Locally
in Boston, went to Suffolk University, undergrad and grad. I even teach there now in the summer as an adjunct professor, and been in the city ever since. You know, I can't see myself moving outside the city. When I travel like outside, I kind of like, oh, I need some concrete around here, a lot of trees for me. I don't know how I became an accountant.
It wasn't always your ambition.
My ambition was...
That's unusual.
Yeah.
I have friends who actually, that's all they ever wanted.
Yeah, my ambition was technology.
Canadian.
Sound like cool guys.
They're Canadian. No, they weren't cool guys. Yeah.
You know, my ambition was technology. My uncle's a software engineer, and when I was young, he taught me how to program and create little batch scripts in DOS and Visual Basic.
He's a fun guy.
He is, because when he used to watch me on the weekends, I would be watching sci-fi movies and drinking tea like at 9 o'clock at night, up all night. So he, for a little kid, it was like, this is fantastic.
I can't think of anything I did in university that was more aggravating than batch processing.
Yeah.
I goofed up those cards all the time.
So I wanted to become a computer science major, and then my first computer science major class was learning Python, and I was like, this is not for me, and I took an accounting class, that was a core required accounting course, and I totally spaced that. We had an exam one day, and I went in, and I got a 90 on it, and I was like, accounting's for me, so I became an accountant. And
you spaced and got a 90?
Spaced and got a 90. And it's,
I hate you.
And it's been with me ever since, and I've been loving every moment of it. So
wow. in your role as an audit partner, it sounds like you're doing a lot of consulting work with clients and getting to know them as...
Well, thank you for the promotion. Audit principal, but I'm going to go back and be like, I'm going to become an audit partner now.
Okay.
I love this. This is
awesome.
I'm
glad we could help. So in your role as an audit principal, excuse me, you're working a lot of clients and advising them. So now that we're in January, the beginning of the year, what advice do you have for your clients to accomplish what they want to accomplish in 2017?
You know, it's lay out that game plan. Be reflective. Think back of last year. What worked? What didn't? And what goals did you lay out to try and accomplish? And think about what happened. Why couldn't you hit those goals? And can we do them this year? And I always tell my clients, don't plan for a year, don't plan for 6 months, take it quarter by quarter and focus on continual improvement. Budgets are static and they can hold people to constraints that they think they need to meet. A lot of entrepreneurs, they can't have that. They got to capitalize on, whatever opportunity comes their way in their business. So that's why I always focus on the continual improvement and say, hey, let's just map it out quarter by quarter.
I'm a big fan of 90-day rolling plans. You show me a 1 year business plan, a 3 year business plan, and I'll show you 2 years that never got worked on.
Exactly. Budgets can be great for bigger companies, for entrepreneurs trying to get their business off the ground and execute on a strategy. We got to look at continual improvement. Where is the slack and how do we fix that?
Right.
So,
right.
That's a big thing. And I think the biggest piece of advice is being reflective on what didn't happen and why, and how do we fix it this year, or do we even need to focus on it this year?
I think that's good advice. Do a lot of your clients work with you on helping set those goals and trying to figure out, where the company should go and how to help them out?
Yeah, absolutely. Accountants before have always been the past. We always analyze the past. And we're realizing now we can't do that anymore because we have to distinguish ourselves from other accountants. And the way we do that is becoming experts in our clients' industry by knowing operations. So I always have clients ask, hey, what are we seeing? How do we improve efficiency in our business? What are your other clients doing? Or what have you learned from trade shows? I had a client call me. He's a brewer, produces a lot of beer, and he needs to get more yield out of his business. Because breweries can lose yield through filtering their beer. Filters go through like a carbon filter. They might lose some beer. So how do we get more beer out of that? Well, there is a piece of machinery out there called a centrifuge. And a centrifuge is, an expensive piece of equipment, but you can increase your output sometimes by 4 or 5 or even more percentages. And if you measure your beer on a per barrel basis, if I can get...
If you can up your net profit 5%.
If I can get 5% more of beer to sell, exactly. And then we map it out for these guys. We say, here's the cost of the machine, the annual maintenance, and here's the additional revenue you can get, and here's the benefit.
Here's the tax credit on the machine.
Yeah, here's your deduction, exactly. You know, but then, of course, it's, well, how do we find the $60,000 to buy a machine? You know, that's the next step.
Can help with that, too, though.
Yeah, there's exactly.
There's ways to do that.
Yep. You know, in Massachusetts, actually, can help with that. There's a lot of great development grants out there that, you know, they partner with, and they'll get the equipment secured, and there you go.
I know. You know what? The more I'm in business, and I've been a management consultant for, you know, I worked for other people, national firms, international firms for many years before I started my own firm. The more I've realized how critical a good accountant is to the longevity of a company. Mm-hmm. You show me a company that's been in business for a long time, and I'll show you a good accountant.
I couldn't agree more, Jeff.
Yeah, you protect the business. And I love working with accountants when they really have their head on, because there's nothing like it. It's a great great team to work with. If somebody wants to find you, how would they do that?
Yeah, best way to find me is go to www.edelsteincpa.com, or you know, just Google Bob Babin CPA, find me on LinkedIn, or just call Edelstein & Company and ask for me.
Good.
Great.
Thanks for being on the show today. A lot of fun.
Thanks for having me.
I'm not used to being in a room surrounded by audit guys. So for once, I'm not feeling threatened. my name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm here with Rich Hershen from Gray, Gray & Gray, and I want to thank our hosts again. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.